SBS Filipino.
Bumabaha ng mga pagkilala mula sa buong mundo para sa pisisistang Briton na si Stephen Hawking. Si Ginoong Hawking na pumanaw ngayong Linggo sa edad na 76 na taong gulang ay kinilala bilang isa sa mga pinakamahusay na theoretical physicist simula ng panahon ni Albert Einstein. Narito ang ulat ni Ivan Young na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Lumipad ang mga watawat sa Universidad ng Cambridge kung saan nagtuturo si Stephen Hawking sa kanyang buong buhay sa akademiko. Isang pahayag mula sa kolehiyo ng Gonville at Keyes, pinuri siya sa buong 52 taong karera na ginawa nito sa mga hiram na oras at inalala din ang ugaling mapagpatawa nito na nagbibigay buhay sa mga kainan. Nakita din itong umiikot sakay sa kanyang upuang may gulong sa paligid ng bulwagan sa awitin ng waltz. Sinabi ni Naomi Sankaran, isang estudyante sa universidad, ang asosasyon ni Ginoong Hawking sa kolehiyo ay naging dahilan ng pagiging celebrity nito.
At Keyes where he was a fellow and so we had like every time he was spotted in town there'd be a huge rush to get tickets for dinner that night in case he was going to turn up because everyone wanted to be at dinner when Stephen Hawking was there. So it's kind of a huge impact in terms of just making having an academic who's actually publicly known.
Ang isa pang estudyante na si Ryan Ward mula sa kolehiyo ng Churchill ay nagsabing si Ginoong Hawking ang nagbigay ng inspirasyon sa kanya upang ipagpatuloy ang pag-aaral.
He inspired me and a generation of others and even though he's gone, his legacy will live on through them and he's inspired them and sort of their work is also partly his in a way.
Kinilala din sa parlyamento ng punong ministro ng Britanya na si Theresa May si Ginoong Hawking.
I'm sure members across the House will wish to join me in offering our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Professor Stephen Hawking, who died earlier today. Professor Hawking's exceptional contributions to science and our knowledge of the universe speak for themselves. As his children have said, his courage and persistence with his brilliance and humour inspired people across the world.
Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng European Commission na si Alexander Winterstein, ang abilidad ni Ginoong Hawking na gawing simple para sa lahat ang physics ay siguradong mamimiss.
A brilliant and inspiring scientist who not only showed an infinite, if I may use this word, an infinite curiosity, but also the ambition to make something as complex as physics understandable to people like you and me. To quote him, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge. I think this captures very much both his brilliant mind and his inquisitive nature that we will all dearly miss.
Ang malalim na epekto ng mga trabaho ni Ginoong Hawking at ang kanyang pagpanaw ay naramdaman sa buong mundo. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Ministeryong Panlabas ng China na si Liu Kang, habang buhay na maaalala ng bansa ang pumanaw na pisisista.
He is met with the Chinese president. He also had pleasant communication with Chinese scientists and fans. Mr. Hawking was interested in China's development and he spoke highly of the scientific development and technological progress in China. We express our condolences over Hawking's death and our sympathies to his family. Mr. Hawking and his contribution will be forever remembered.
Sinabi naman ng mathematician mula sa China na si Yang La, ang mga paglalakbay ni Hawking sa China ay nakatulong lumikha ng mga koneksyon sa pagitan ng silangan at kanlurang siyensya.
I think his visits in 2002 and 2006 to China were undoubtedly major events for the Chinese scientific and academic communities. He gave us all huge inspiration. Although he's gone away, he left a beautiful story for the history of science, a story of a man doing a marvelous job in his research and making an outstanding contribution to mankind.
Sinabi din ng profesor ng philosophy mula sa Nigeria na si Princewill Alozie, ang kanyang koneksyon kay Ginoong Hawking ay nanggaling sa libro ng pisisistang A Brief History of Time.
I came across Stephen Hawking's work. The first was his Brief History of Time. It would be missed greatly because the sheer resistance, the sheer determination to impact knowledge.
Sinabi din ng astrophysicist na si Neil deGrasse Tyson, ang pagpanaw niya ay nag-iwan ng intelektual na vacuum, ngunit ito ay hindi bakante. Mananatili ang determinasyon ni Stephen Hawking habang buhay.
My mind is free to explore the universe, to go back to the beginning of time, and into black holes. There are no limits to the human spirit.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.